huwa ta' sorpriża għal ħafna li l-biċċa l-kbira ta' dożi abbużivi ta' drogi fl-Awstralja ġejjin minn mediċini preskritti u mhux drogi illegali u l-użu ħażin ta' drogi preskritti huwa ta' biċċa nkwiet serja ħafna. Id-drogi preskritti huma parti neċessarja għat-trattament ta' bosta persuni, iżda jekk dawn ma jittieħdux kif ikunu ġew preskritti jistgħu jkunu ta' periklu kbir. Bi Mohammed hija l-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv ta' Scriptwise, organizzazzjoni li ma tagħmilx profit, iddedikata għat-tnaqqis tal-abbuż tal-mediċini preskritti. Hija tgħid li n-nies ma jirrealizzawx kemm huwa faċli biex isiru dipendenti fuq il-mediċini preskritti.
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally, if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
Wieħed jista' jsir dipendenti fuq mediċina fi żmien 15. John Ryan huwa l-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv fl-Istitut Pennington, organizzazzjoni oħra li ma tagħmilx profit u li taħdem kontra l-abbuż tal-mediċini. Huwa jgħid li kulħadd jista' jsir jiddependi fuq il-mediċini.
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs, and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually, most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs, and it's not just people living in the inner city. It's actually right across the cities, in suburban areas, as well as in regional and rural areas. And it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
Jekk wieħed ikun preskritt mediċini qawwija bħal pereżempju il-morfina, Ryan jirrakkomanda li wieħed jiddiskuti tajjeb mat-tabib u mal-ispiżjar tiegħu biex jifhem eżatt kif għandu jikkonsmahom kif suppost.
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role, and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed, and for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs, and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
Ħafna nies ma jindunawx li l-mediċini preskritti jew anke l-mediċini mingħajr preskrizzjoni għandhom ir-riski tagħhom. Dan ġara lil Paul meta weġġa' ftit ta' snin ilu meta ma kienx hemm biżejjed twissija dwar drogi qawwija.
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a sports injury, a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
Min frar tas-sena d-dieħla aċċess għad-drogi li ħapol se jkun jista' jsir biss bi-preskrizzjoni. Din hija parti minn miżuri ġodda biex ikun hemm kontroll aħjar fuq il-mediċini li jittrattaw l-ġieħ u mediċini oħra preskritti. Il-gvern se jistabbilixxi wkoll sistema ġdida ta' monitoraġġ ta' drogi preskritti fi 18-il xahar li ġejjin. Bi Mohammed minn Scriptwise tispjega kif dawn il-preskrizzjonijiet se jkunu sorveljati.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information, just so they're able to ensure that before they write their script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten their script somewhere else, or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on, and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
Jekk intom jew xi ħadd li tafu għandu problema bħal din, Bi Mohammed tafza li żgur issibu lil xi ħadd li jista' jgħinkom.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
Wara li ttieħed malajr fl-isptar, Paul seta' jirkupra mill-problema u jeleb id-dipendenza li kellu fuq drogi. Intant huwa jiftakar tajjeb kif din il-problema kienet il-kawża ta' iżolazzjoni għalih.
Because people do need help and sometimes they're just too scared to come out and get it.
John Ryan mill-Istitut Pennington jinkoraġġixxi lil kulħadd li għandu problema fejn jidħlu d-drogi preskritti biex ifittex l-għajnuna tat-tabib tiegħu.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
Jekk għandkom bżonn lajnuna jew tafu lil xi ħadd li għandu bżonn assistenza f'dan il-qasam, kellmu lit-tabib tagħkom jew ċemplu Lifeline 1-3-1-1-4.